The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I just want to share with you from a very familiar piece of scripture when Isaiah is prophesying about the coming of Jesus. He shares with us in Isaiah chapter 9 that the people that have walked in darkness shall see a great light. And we know that we're living still in a world of darkness, but we're also aware that Jesus is the light of the world. My prayer, not just at Christmas time, but for all those who pastor churches and share the good news of Jesus, that there will be a real sense of light shining in the darkness. Sometimes that light has been obscured through just religion and just sentimentality and a little baby in the manger. But it's good for us who preach the gospel to say Jesus is the light of the world. He brings hope to this dark and sinful world. You don't need me to illustrate how dark this world is. And we're talking right across the nations. We're not just talking about one part of the world. Indeed, we could quote places where they've been struck recently by hurricane or typhoon or by floods or by a heavy outbreak of disease, and not just COVID. But there's plenty of evidence of darkness. There's the darkness, more particularly, of the way in which we've been having to listen to cases where tiny children, babes, have been murdered by those who've been caring for them, even parents. No one can argue we're living in a dark world. But may the light of Jesus shine through you. And remember that light, yes, there's comfort in that. There's a sense of hope in that. But the light is also showing up what has been hidden. The deceit and the lies and the evil and the wickedness of men and women. Well, the light of Jesus shines. But then, just a little later in the same chapter, we know that Isaiah says this. He says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." And I'd just like us to think about that. I realize that many of you who are pastors, you know these scriptures well. But my exhortation as you look at these scriptures is to just remind people again, to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The joy and the uniqueness of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that we present is that it isn't general, and it's not about us hoping that somehow we can reach God and please him. What God has done to achieve salvation for us is to send his son. A child is born, a son is given. And this son, we know, is very, very special. He's special because he is truly man. He's not a freak. He's a true human being. He has come from the womb of Mary. There inside the womb for around 9 months, as any other human being born into the world is. But we also know that he was conceived not by a man, not by Joseph or any man. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And to us, this unique person, Jesus Christ, truly God, truly man, has been given. He's a gift, And he's a gift for us. And again, just as people can make a choice when they receive a gift, we know that sadly there'll be some who'll receive gifts over the Christmas period and, well, they will not want them. They'll not be grateful. But let us be grateful for the gift of Jesus. Let us honour him, worship him, receive him, and seek to follow him. So may God really bless you. May you indeed be light in your church, in your community, the light of hope. And may there be this real sense for the widow, for the single mother, for those in great poverty, relying on the food bank or whatever. May there be a sense Jesus has been born for you. May God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.